Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. William Kosky, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, last name is C-O-S-B-Y. Date of service is 4-7-2022. Date of birth is 6-13-1944. Date of accident 10-9-2020. Chief complaint is severe pain in the neck to the lower back, left shoulder, and head with radiation to the left leg. History of automobile accident. Mr. William Cosby is the victim of an automobile accident that occurred on 10-9-2020. As follows. At 9:30 a.m., patient was driving alone as a driver, restrained, and he was driving an Impala near John C. Lodge and Livernois. The patient alleges that he was almost three blocks of Lodge on Livernois, on the northbound. He was going to a grocery shop, and the other car came off the freeway from John C. Lodge and tried to cut through to go on the Livernois. He was on the middle lane or so, and the other driver just hit him on the driver's side, T-bone, or side swipe and T-bone. And his car was completely totaled in this process. Due to the impact, his car spun and it faced southbound on the Livernois while it was on northbound. And everybody came running and asked if he's okay. He couldn't see the other car, what happened, or his driver or his car even. He was wearing seatbelt. He don't know what kind of car hit him. And the airbags deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. The police arrived at the scene, and ambulance arrived at the scene. He reports that his daughter came and took him to the hospital, and the guy who hit him ran the light. The impact of the accident, patient reports that his head hit into the steering wheel, especially with his forehead. The neck had a whiplash. He started having pain in the neck. Chest hit into the steering wheel and also got injured from the seat belt. The left shoulder possibly may have hit the door or from the seat belt, but it is hurting. Left leg hit into the dashboard. He went to the emergency room to Providence Hospital. He had no laceration or any fractures where he was treated. He went on 10-9-2020 on the day of accident, and X-ray was done, CT scan was done for the brain, and he remained there for 6 hours. Finally, he was discharged. Since that time, he has done chiropractic treatment, physical therapy. He has done level 1 physical therapy on Woodward Avenue. He has done 3 times per week all the way since the time of accident till now. And chiropractic treatment, he has done more than 6 months, 1 to 2 times a week. He has done massage. He denies any surgery or any injection. He also has a change in his lawyer. His previous lawyer was Wigod, W-I-G-O-D, and Falzon, F-A-L-Z-O-N. Mr. Lawrence Falzon was treating him. He reports that currently he's with Select Medical Group, and muscle relaxers have been given, Tylenol has been given, Motrin has been given. But recently this clinic got closed, and he was referred by his lawyer to Advanced Pain Care. Regarding the pain, patient report that he is suffering from the following. He has history of headaches, which are located on the front part of the head, mild, 2 or 3, and off and on, and they're not sensitive to noise or light, not associated with any nausea, vomiting, fever, or aura. Patient denies any symptom of TBI, no symptom of dizziness, vertigo, or vision problem, memory problem, balance problem, there's no loss of consciousness, seizures, no history of any forgetfulness, and no incontinence of the urine bowel, and are sleepwalking. None of them are reported. Regarding the pain, patient has currently pain in the left side of the neck around 5, and pain in the left shoulder around 4, with difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees. He has a pain in the lower back around 6. There is some radiation of the pain to the left leg posteriorly in as one dermatome fashion is reported. These pains are present several times a day as sharp and 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. The ADLs are not gravely affected. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, and improved by nothing. He has had X-rays, MRI, CT scan in the past before coming here. He reports some muscle weakness on the left arm. He has dropped phone and dinner plates with that. There is a history of numbness, tingling, pins and needle on the left leg. No history of numbness and tingling of the arms or fingers is reported. There is no bladder bowel incontinence. No mood problem, sleep problem, no suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts, or depression. Patient denies any subtle anesthesia, no anxiety, depression, panic. Pain is worsened by sitting bending and improved by nothing. History of past treatment is already described. History of the system review. Positive history is heart disease for high blood pressure. Patient is on Lipitor and Amlodipine. Endocrine disease, patient is type 2 diabetes, taking metformin. Kidney disease, positive for kidney stones. In the past surgical history, positive for kidney stone surgery, 2012, lithotripsy. Medications, none. Allergies to none. Family history. His entire family has a history of heart disease. His mother, father are deceased due to the heart disease. Siblings are diseased because of the heart disease. He has got 2 grandsons which are doing okay. Then relationship status, patient single, he lives alone. Current employment status, patient is retired from Ford Motor Company, working 30 and a half years. Currently he is homebound, relaxing, and on Social Security. Never filed a disability. Legal history, patient has JC Auto Law as attorney. And personal history, patient does not drink. He does smoke sometime and does not use recreational drugs. ADLs that are affected currently are doing yard work, vacuuming and opening container are 10. Doing laundry, cooking in the kitchen and reaching into cabinets is affected 9. Home chores are affected 7. Running is affected 6. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 144/98. Heart rate is 55, pulse ox is 96. Height is 5'4". And weight is 178, temperature 96.7, and respiratory is 18. Now this is a 77-year-old African-American male of an average built and nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. His dress and hygiene is normal. He's able to walk reasonably well. He's mobile and independent. And not using any adaptive devices. Rest of the physical examination is from the template, including neurological examination, musculature examination, they're all normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is normal. Please use the template. Spine tenderness, none is present. And paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Tenderness, none. Hypertonicity, none. Cervical spine range of motions are as follows. Forward flexion is 50, extension is 60, and side flexion bilateral is 45, and rotation is 80. Lumbar spine forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, side flexion 15, rotation is 25, hyperextension was slightly painful. The sacroiliac joints bilaterally are tender. Cervical maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. Cervical spine, the Hoffman sign is normal, and negative, Sperling negative, Lerman test negative, distraction test negative, Soto Hall test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test negative, Slim test negative. In lumbar spine, Burzynski Kernick test is negative, but straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Breger test is negative, Kemp test is positive, Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test is negative, distraction test negative. Mild tenderness is noticed on bilateral sacroiliac joint. Faber test is positive bilaterally, Bonsland test is positive bilaterally, Trendelenburg sign is negative. In the extremities examination, except for the left shoulder, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal and they are warm to touch, well perfused, with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm were very constant. Range of motion of all the joints is normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. The gait is normal. Patient is not using any adaptive device. Examination of the left shoulder reveals that the shoulder is on inspection is normally appearing with no fracture or dislocation. On palpation, there is no tenderness, no crepitus. Range of motions are slightly limited. Abduction is limited to 90 degrees and residual pain is around 4 out of 10. Muscle strength is 4 by 5. Special tests were done for the shoulder and supraspinal testing were found positive. Hawken Kennedy test was positive. Empty beer can test was positive, near test was positive, street test positive, so anterior and posterior apprehension test was negative and drop arm test was negative. Diagnosis. General V89.2 XST. V79.89. CNS, R51, R42, nerve M79.2, muscles M60.9, paniculitis, ligament, paniculitis M54.0, upper extremity left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, 75.50, S43.432D. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12. In the lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.4, XXA. Lumbar spine M46.1, M54.17, S33.5, XXA. M99.04. Plan of care is from the template for Mr. William Cosby. Treatment plan also is from the template for William Cosby, and it is as follows. Physical therapy is continued 2 times per week, especially because of the shoulder, which may have a tendinitis and possibly supraspinal tendinitis and other issues, and sacroiliitis that is taking long time to heal. I will add traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Patient is advised to do home therapy as well. He's found disabled in work, housework, and transportation help. The medications are provided to the patient are as follows. Non-narcotic medication, Naproxen, 500 twice a day should continue, 30 days supply with no refill for anti-inflammatory effect and health and healing. Flexeril 10 milligram at night, for muscle relaxation, melatonin 5 at night to sleep, and lidocaine gel 3% for topical pain relief. No pain medication of narcotic kind are provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes, refer to psychiatry is not warranted. Fitness club is okay. Available MRIs and other imaging records are available. An MRI for the lumbar spine dated 12-2-2020 shows a bulging disc in centrally L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 with minimal spinal stenosis. The cervical spine shows 4 millimeter central disc bulge at C5-6. MRI for the brain shows completely normal MRI. Interventional pain procedure. Patient has been informed about LESI and CSI, cortisone injection to the epidural system. That is next best bet for him if pains are continuing. And the shoulder MRI is not available, so we cannot comment on it. Surgical options are possible, but we are not considering at this time, but follow-up visit we will. Neuropsych not warranted, attended care caseworker not warranted, medical records are reviewed, investigations. At this time, we are not ordering a new investigation since patient has already been investigated. DMS, patient already has a back brace, neck brace, and none are being provided. Education is yes, disability is discussed. Follow-up visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.